Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. The year-long drive by Democrats on Capitol Hill to overhaul the nation's health care system may be in jeopardy because of the special election to fill the late Ted Kennedy's Senate seat in Massachusetts. Here to discuss what's ahead, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News and Drew Armstrong of Congressional Quarterly. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
The voting is taking place as we speak. If Scott Brown, the Republican, wins, Martha Coakley, the Democrat, loses, the Democrats in the Senate lose their filibuster-proof majority. So what are the options being kicked around to get health care through Congress should a Brown victory occur?
One option, which doesn't seem like it would be acceptable to too many House Democrats, is for the House to quickly act on the bill the Senate passed on Christmas Eve, to move that quickly and then fix things down the road, perhaps through a budget reconciliation bill. We talked about this last week. There were a lot of intense negotiations between President Obama and the Democratic leadership in both chambers. Those negotiations could certainly step up by quite a bit with the hope that you could get an agreement that could move through the House and then move through the Senate. But time would be of the essence if Scott Brown wins.
Do you think it would fly?
Well, I think we're going to see some very hard negotiating positions until, I don't know, around 11 o'clock tonight when all the results are in. And, you know, the talk about what people are willing to accept today and what people are willing to accept tomorrow, it could be very, very different. You know, 3 days ago, Democrats that we talked to were saying, no, there is no plan B. You know, it's this or nothing. Well, now, obviously, there is a plan B of some sort or another. I mean, they know that they need to get the health bill done and get it done quickly. There's a couple of things to keep in mind with the Brown-Coakley election. One, you know, it's going to take a few days for this election to get certified, for all the results to come in. I mean, there is not this it's not that this is going to happen tonight and Brown is going to take this seat on Wednesday morning or anything like that. There's probably, you know, a week to a week and a half window, assuming the election isn't close, assuming there are no legal challenges. I mean, I'm sure Democrats have a very, very fond memory now of what happened with Al Franken, and we'll be keeping that in mind. You know, that took 6 months to finish up, and then that would be a nice window for them to have in terms of finishing a health care reform. So I think there's a lot, even though this, you know, this one pivotal event does happen tonight, I still think that there's a lot more mushiness in exactly what the final playout on all of this is.
Mary Agnes suggested that there are a lot of differences, of course, between what the House passed and what the Senate passed. Another difference is a deal that President Obama cut with labor last week to address labor's concerns regarding taxation of high-end health care plans. The deal he cut was to raise the threshold a bit and to push out the date it would be enacted. This is one of many things, though, that would be in jeopardy if this first scenario we were talking about should occur, right?
It would be. I do wonder if it could be resolved in a budget reconciliation matter, a bill rather. Budget reconciliation deals with the revenue issues. We have other issues on taxes, for example, in the bill. If those were resolved, budget reconciliation takes a 51-vote margin in the Senate, not 60. So if they decided to go that route, and it's completely unclear what they're going to do, that, I think, could be part of that budget reconciliation package because it deals with the revenue measures.
How scary does this what's happening in Massachusetts today become for some Senate Democrats who were very hard to get to the table in the beginning, the Ben Nelsons of the world? Does this scare them? Could the Democrats possibly lose some of their members, even, let's say, if Coakley does win?
I don't think so. I think we're in a situation where Democrats know the one message that this election has certainly gotten across is that they know that they're in deep trouble no matter what, and they've already voted for this bill once. I mean, and at this point, switching, you know, looks just as bad as if you'd, you know, voted again for it again. I mean, people already know that you voted for the Senate health care bill. You know, getting scared now and saying, oh, not only did I not respect the wishes of the people, but I also am not capable of sticking to my principles, I think becomes an even more difficult situation to get yourself in politically if you decide that you're going to run scared from this bill after voting for it the first time.
There is a lot of debate about whether the election in Massachusetts is a referendum on health care reform. Do you think it is?
I think it absolutely is. I mean, I think that people are looking at that vote. It's a pivotal vote. If you don't like the health reform bill, electing Scott Brown is your way to stop it.
But even though Massachusetts already passed its own health reform bill a couple of years ago,
I think it's more of looking at ways for opponents to block this bill, and it's been viewed that way. People are talking about it that way, and I think we're talking here about Senate Democrats. A lot of Democrats in both chambers are viewing this as a referendum on the health care bill, but yet, as Drew was talking about, many of them are on record for voting for it. They may very well stay in that category, but I think it's going to make them nervous. I mean, let's not forget about what happened in November. You had two gubernatorial races where Republicans won in typically Democratic states. And I think that made folks nervous. They've kind of calmed down from that. And now here that stirs all that up again.
And a final question to you, Drew. If Scott Brown wins and the divide in the Senate becomes 59-41, is there any Republican who the Democrats could look at and say, we can get his or her vote? Olympia Snow, for example.
I'm sure some people are going to be asking that question, but I think in reality, no. Olympia Snow voted for the bill in the Finance Committee that, while it is remarkably like the Senate bill currently, that was a long time ago. A lot's changed since then. And I think the Republicans are just lockstep in opposing these things. They know exactly where the political winds are blowing this. You know, not only are the Democrats looking at Massachusetts with some fear, the Republicans are looking at it with a great degree of hope. They're saying, if we can win in Massachusetts, you know, where can't we win? And I think voting against the health care bill is going to be one of the ways that they're going to start trying to do that. I really don't think that there's any chance you're going to be seeing a Republican switch sides, completely change their talking points, their mind, everything they've been promising to voters for the last, you know, 6 or 8 months, even Olympia Snow, and vote for this thing just to save Democrats, to save essentially the Democratic presidency and control of Congress. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you both so much. It's a really fascinating, unexpected time in this year-long debate. We'll be checking back with you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching. I'm Jackie Judd.